Let's go with the message. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Want to talk about respect. It's a very serious subject this morning, so we're going to have a little fun, but it's a really serious subject over the next 3 weeks. When you don't have respect, you've got a real problem. We're going to talk about respecting God. Next week, we're going to talk about respecting others. Then we're going to talk about respecting yourself. Respect is huge. And so we're going to talk about it. And I've got some energy. It's probably going to be a little straightforward today. Can y'all handle that? Say amen. That's sort of my style. So let's go with it. I'm going to talk today about respecting God. Can you say that with me? Respect. Okay, help me a little more volume. If you don't, here we go. Come on, wake up with me now. Respect God. That's what we're going to talk about today. I want you to listen, and you're going to get something today. It's going to help us. Amen. The Ten Commandments. Now, many of you have watched our video, you've watched on TV, different things we've been able to do with the Ten Commandments. I can take 30 minutes and teach you the Ten Commandments, and you'll never forget them as long as you live. And you'll know them out of order. Somebody can just throw a number at you, and you'll get them, and you'll know them. And it's really, it's a cool thing. Kids do it. It's incredible. I want to talk about four of them today. It's not the meat of the message, but it's a part of the message. But we're going to learn the first four today. The Ten Commandments, back it up. Thank you, Ray. The Ten Commandments really deal with our attitude and actions toward God and others. Can you say that with me? The Ten Commandments really deal with our attitude and our what? Actions toward others. Attitude plus actions equal respect. That's really what it's all about. What is respect? It's your attitude. And then that attitude as it acts toward God, toward others, towards yourself. So it's attitude and actions equal respect. Or attitude and actions equal this. Say it with me. Disrespect. And I want to talk to you and teach you and help you. And I'm learning with you as I'm doing this to be respectful. Okay? You cool with that? Amen? Let's talk about it today. Respecting God. We're going to start out where we ought to start out, and that's at the top. And this is huge. A lot of people, you know, they want me to talk to you about respecting yourself. Listen, you're not going to respect yourself unless you learn to respect God. It can change your whole life. I don't need God. It's because you got no respect for Him. Amen? Say, you're not all that. I'm sorry to be ugly right out the gate. God's God and you're not. Amen? Say, let's talk about respecting God today. Really important. And we're going to start out with the first commandment. Thou shalt have what? No other gods before me. So the first commandment, pop it up. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. Say it with me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now let's look at number one. All you got to do to learn the Ten Commandments is to be able to count 1 to 10. Can you do that? Say. Can you see 1 to 10 in your head? Now, a couple of the numbers, they got to look like I make them, so to help you here. Here we go. Number one looks like a what? Sword. Say it with me. Number one looks like a what? Do your hand like that and grab the sword. Number one looks like a what? Sword. Number one looks like a what? And where's that sword pointed? It's pointed towards heaven. Who's in heaven? God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So commandment number one looks like a what? It's pointed where? Heaven. And who's in heaven? God. So the first commandment, thou shalt have no other what? God's before me. So commandment number one looks like a what? Sword. Do you have it? So somebody ever ask you, what's the first commandment? Here's what you do. Well, one looks like a sword. It's pointed to heaven. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Got it? Say. You think this is crazy. You're going to remember this forever. Number one looks like a what? Pointed to who's in heaven? The command, thou shalt have no other before me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Commandment number one. R-E-S what? P-E-C-T. Number one, place. Say that with me. Place. Place. Give God first place. If you're going to respect God, you put Him where He ought to be. Number one. You're not number one. I'm not number one. He's number one. You understand? So number one looks like a what? Pointed to who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other gods before me, because he's number what? One. Give him first place. If you really respect God, if you're going to respect God, you got to quit changing the rules here. You got to quit coming up with your little plan. Jesus said this, John 14:6. Say it with me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by... See, that's putting God first place. That's stopping the idea of saying, I'm a good person. I go to Sunday school. I know all that. I did all that. I'm this. I'm that. You're not. He's the Son of the living God. Put him first place. Humble yourself. That's respect. Are you hearing me, church, or not? That's respect. Are you kidding me? God gave his one and only Son to die on the cross. He rose from the dead. He loves me. I'm a sinner. I had nothing to do with it. And you're telling me you put yourself above him? You kidding me? Are you telling me you think because you give a little offering in the offering plate or you're a good person, somehow you're going to go to heaven? Are you kidding me? You understand where I'm coming from? It is the height of disrespect to not put God where he should be. Number one. Amen. You hearing me? Not trying to be ugly, just trying to tell you the way it is. Psalm 14:1, the fool hath said in his heart, say it with me, there is no God. When you break that verse down, did you know really that verse can say the fool has said in his heart, no God? That's how it reads in the Hebrew. No God? Come on. That's the height of disrespect. We need to say, yes, God. Say that with me. Yes, God. Yeah, amen. Place. Do you have God first place? Now, I'm not saying we don't sin. I'm not saying we don't struggle. I'm not saying this old flesh don't, give us a problem. Amen. But I'm saying, if you're truly going to respect God, man, that is the place that starts right there. Commandment number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ain't no accident he put that one first. Amen? Yes or no? By the way, the first four commands, before you deal with the last six, the first four have to deal with our relationship and respect to God. Before you ever get to like honoring your mom and your daddy and not killing people and not stealing and not doing all that, you better do them other four. You understand? That's why we start right here at the beginning. This is where it all starts. Respect all starts with God, with a proper perspective of God. So number one, place. God is God and I am not. It's God's way, say it with me, not what? Now I know you're free, you're fine. You can do anything you want to. You go and live life like you want to. You can, sure. But don't go telling me you respect God. That's bull. You hearing me? It's just not right, friend. Okay? It's God's way. And you know what I thought? I wrote this out in Colorado. This third point hit me. God deserves the benefit, say it with me, of what? Every doubt. Every doubt. You might say, well, this happened to me, and I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that guy or that woman did this to me or that to me. You know what? God's an awesome God. He is not man. He deserves your respect. When you get mistreated, he does not deserve to be talked about or just to turn against him. That is insanity. Worst thing you'll ever do. It's not respectful. You hear me, though? He deserves the benefit of every doubt. Here's what I mean. Look, first verse in the Bible. Look at it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, that's the first verse in the Bible. But instead of respecting God and believing what he says, you know what we say? No, 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 I don't believe that. I believe I came from a monkey. I believe I came from a big bang. I believe I came from some... And you know what? Even theologians and preachers, they start trying to rewrite the Bible and come up with another way we got here other than respecting God and respecting his word. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying today? Yes or no? You see where I'm coming from? Give God first place. It's funny, the longer I live on this planet, the more I see science tell me my Bible is true. Amen? Many of you grew up, you didn't know what DNA was. You didn't know nothing about it. You thought it was some kind of laundry detergent or something, maybe. You hearing me? Amen? DNA, you got your own code. Everybody's individual. You've got your own retina. You can walk up to a bank machine, many of them in America, and just stick your eyeball in it, and it will know it's you and your account. Because you're fearfully and wonderfully made, just like the Bible says. So when you don't know something, instead of disrespecting God and putting your faith in man and letting man be above God, why don't you give God the benefit of every doubt? Is that respect or what? That's what I'm talking about. So give him first what? First commandment is what? It looks like a what? It's pointed to who's in heaven? The command, thou shalt have before me. I'm number one. Give me first place. Got it? Number two. The second command. Second command. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, that's in the earth beneath, or that's in the water under the earth. So the second command, let's simplify it and make it simple for our heads this morning. The second command is to say it with me. Make no. Help me one more. You won't learn them unless you talk. Here we go. Make no idols. Make no idols. How can I remember that one? I don't know that one. Here we go. I'm going to help you. Here we go. Number one is a what? Pointed to who's in heaven? The command, thou shalt have no other. Number two, the second command is make no idols. Number two is the prettiest number there ever was. Look at it. Ain't it pretty? Say, come on, can you do this with me? Just play with me here. Number two, is that pretty or what? You know that's pretty. Come on. Number two, you know what number two looks like? Go ahead and say it. It looks like a what? A swan. Number two looks just like a, doesn't it? Say, you know it does. Number two looks just like a what? Number two looks like a what? It's not any swan. Number two looks like a gold swan. Say it with me. Number two looks like a gold swan. Gold, gold idols. Say that with me. Gold, gold idols. So number one looks like a sword. Number two looks like a, but not just any swan. What kind of swan? Gold, gold, idols. What's the command? Make no what? Make no. Are y'all cool, all right? How many knows they got one and two now? Are y'all all right? Good, good. Here we go. Make no idols. What's that got to do with me respecting God? Let's check it out. R-E-S-P. Perspective. Number one was what? Place. Number two is perspective. Do you have a proper perspective of God? You have a proper perspective of who you are in relationship to God? Sometimes we act like we're God. How many here is God? Can I see you? Can we bow down to you? Say, can we pray to you? Say, did you give your son for me? Say. That's ugly preaching, ain't it? Have a proper perspective of God. What am I talking about? God's big on God. Say it. He ain't big on me. I mean, sometimes we think he is. Now, he loves you. But he don't worship you. You understand? Yes or no? I mean, he really ain't that big on you. Okay? Now, he loves you because you're pitiful. He don't love you because you're perfect. Amen. See, perspective. Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. It's amazing how big you can think you are if you let your mind go that way. Oh, you're bigger than God. Sure. You'll get you a little statue and put it on your dash. Excuse me. Are you hearing me? You'll come up with some cockamamie junk like I can, you know, God's the tree. No, you're an idiot. Excuse me. Are y'all hearing me today? I know this is ugly. It's the truth, amen? Perspective! God doesn't need you to come up with a new way to get to heaven. He's got that one covered. Amen. Y'all hearing me today? He doesn't need you to come up with a new Bible. Write you a Book of Mormon or maybe the Watchtower, Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, he really doesn't need that. Y'all cool with me this morning? Say, you understand where I'm coming from? He's fine. Amen. Perspective. Every good gift, every perfect gift from above, it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Is that your God? He's immutable. He never changes. He's perfect. He's holy. Amen. Do you have that kind of perspective of God? Keep looking with me. Here's how it helps your perspective. As it is written, say it with me. There's what? None what? You need to know that about yourself. And the preacher. There's none righteous, no, not one. How about this one? All have what? And come short of whose glory? Give him the proper perspective. Not your glory, his glory. Amen. The wages of sin is what? Here's how we're going to know you're a sinner one day. We're going to be at your funeral. See, if you're all that, you're not going to die. But if you're a sinner, like we suspect that you are, one day you're going to die. God does not die. Put your faith in him. Isn't somebody like that worthy of your respect? Are you hearing where I'm coming from today? Perspective. Now, God's big on Jesus. Can you say that with me? God's big on who? Jesus. You need to know Jesus. One day you're going to die, you're going to stand before God, and he's going to say, why I should let you in my heaven? And you're going to say, Jesus. Amen? Jesus. Jesus. Because that's who he's big on. That's what it's all about, man. It's all about him. Amen? It's all about Jesus. Say that. I know it's hard for you this morning. Come on. It's not about, one more time, it's not about, oh, can we slobber when we say it? It's not about me. It's not about me. Perspective. Pop it up. It's not about myself. Hush. My education. I did this and I got this degree and all that. My job. I'm not saying you can't be happy and proud of what you do, but keep it in perspective. Keep it in perspective. Just because you got a degree from whoever cares where you went, we're not going to worship you and stop worshiping yourself. You hearing me today? It's disrespectful. Your job, if you're successful, we're proud of you. Not going to worship you for it. Give him the glory for it. Give him the glory for the education. Give him the glory for the job. Give him the glory for the sense that you have to make the deals that you make. That's perspective. My feelings. It's the way I feel. Well, that's all right. Just keep it in perspective that really, at the end of the day, he's a little more concerned with what he feels. You got it? Yes or no? He cares for you, but your feelings ain't going to change the way he is. Perspective. Philosophy. Well, this is the way I think. This is my philosophy. You know, I think God, Bible says he sits in the heavens and laughs. That's stupid. You hear me? Say, my religion. This is my religion. Oh, okay, I understand. I'm sure God's going, oh yeah, okay, good. I'll just change it for you. Your religion. Ain't happening, Jack. Got it? Say. It's disrespectful, man. Well, this is the way I think it should be done. Well, now, this is what it says in the book right here. And you say it. It's disrespectful to do that to God. Are y'all hearing me or what? Am I just talking to my crazy self up here today? My stuff.
dove.
Can I see some hands? You used to have a lot of stuff, and something happened, and now you don't have all the stuff you used to have. Can I see it? That's what I'm talking about. You start worshiping that stuff, and I got this, and I got that, and I'm all this, and I'm all that. Watch the fire hit the fan one day. Amen? Keep proper perspective. That's part of respect. You understand? Number one is pointed to who's in heaven. Thou shalt have no other. Number two is it's not any swan, it's a gold, gold, gold. Make no. Number three, can you do that to me right there? Do that right there. We're not talking about George W. Come on. Come on. Hang on. Here we go. Respect God. Number three, the third commandment is this, and boy, do you need to listen. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless. Who does that? Amen. Number three, the third command. You can remember it. Now, you can't do this three. This ain't the three. You're going to forget it. The three is this. Do that with me one more time. Number one's a sword. Number two's a swan. Number three is that. Did you see it? Say. Is that three from where you came from? Say. Okay. It is now. Number three is two what? What are you looking at? Two V's. Say it with me. V, V. One more time. V, V. One more time. V, V. Number three is two V's. Don't take God's name in vain. Number three is two V's. Vain. Don't take God's name in vain. Y'all right? You can't sit in front of me making these faces. Roger don't make faces like that. Okay? Number three, don't take God's name in. Number one is a sword, point of heaven, command, thou shalt have no other gods. Number two is a swan, gold swan, make no. Number three is two, don't take God's name in. How many feel like you got the first three? You're doing good. What's that got to do with respect? R-E-S-P. Pro. Profession. Can you say that with me? These are my words. I come up with them, if it's hard, it's my fault. Here we go. Profession. Number one was place. Number two was perspective. Number three is profession. Profess means to speak or to proclaim. To profess means to speak or to proclaim. What are you professing? What are you speaking? What are you proclaiming? Oh, I respect God. I respect God. But out of your mouth flies profanity. Have you lost your mind? Say. Say. You can't have it both ways, friend. Y'all listen to me this morning. Profession. Jesus said, those things which proceed out of your what? Mouth come from the what? Heart. And they defile the man. What comes out of your mouth is killing you. What comes out of your mouth, what you're speaking, is from your heart. And you can't do that and say, I respect God. You understand? Let's look at it a little deeper. It's interesting. Romans 10:9, I quote this verse all the time. If thou shalt confess with your what? Mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then thou shalt be what? This mouth-heart thing is really important. It's part of you getting saved. What you speak to him, what you speak out of your mouth, if it's coming from your heart, he accepts that and believes that. It's funny, though, we can speak things out of our mouth that are profane and somehow, but that's not really my heart. You can't have it both ways. Y'all listen or not? It's important. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made, or profession is made unto salvation. Let's talk about it a little deeper. Let's take it a little further. What I say is what I believe. Can y'all help me here? Say that with me. What I say is what I believe. You ever said something, I didn't mean that. I don't mean it like that. Then hush. If you say something, we're not perfect. Don't get me wrong. But if you say something and you keep repeating something, you can't have it. But no, I don't really mean it that way. I really love God and I really respect God. No, you don't. If I had a child and I was trying to teach him a lesson about something else, I'd probably at the end of the day, I got to grow up. You got to, hello. But somehow we think we can just say things with our mouth that is not proper. It's not a proper profession of our faith in God. And that it doesn't matter. And God says that's disrespectful. Y'all hearing me yet? Did I lose you or not this morning? What I speak, say it with me, is what? Who I am. What I speak is who I am. If I say it, flag should go up. Y'all listening? If I say it, oh, no, that's not right. If I say it, flags ought to go up and go, my God, help me please. Who am I? You understand? Profession. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Help me. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. There was nobody in this building that used God's name in vain more than me. Oh, you don't know. Somebody said, I don't know. I'm hearing us right here. When I became a Christian, it didn't stop overnight. I mean, I would say GD, and it was other words, you know, horrible words. It didn't stop overnight. But the more I started understanding God and who He was and how He loved me, and as I would hear other people talk from the platform and preach or teach in a little Sunday school or a Bible study, I started to understand because no one told me. It was okay where I came from, the home I grew up in. And I'll remember it like it was yesterday. One day I caught myself and I was like, I don't say GD anymore. I'm not saying this anymore. And I wasn't trying to look better than other people. I was actually, wow, thank you, Lord. You're changing me. You understand? To allow God to change you is respect. And not to be so hard-headed. And I'm me, and this is the way I'm going to be, and this is the way I'm going to be. Well, then you're just going to be disrespectful to the day you die. You understand? Respect God. Give Him first what? Place. Keep things in proper what? Perspective. And make sure of your profession. Amen? Last one is this. Number one is a what? Pointed to who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other. Number two is a what kind of swan? Go. Idols. Make no idols. Number three is what? Two. These. V. Vain. Don't take God's name in vain. Number four. Now this is the toughest one. Number four. The command is keep the Sabbath holy. Keep the Sabbath holy. That's the fourth command. But now number four, it doesn't look like this. Look, don't be doing your four like this. Don't do your four like that. Do your four like this. Help me now. Come on, help me now. See the four y'all got? Are you all right? Okay, here we go. Number four, here we go. Here we go. You know what number four looks like? I'm going to tell you what it looks like. Number four, don't laugh. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. Here we go.
Number four. Help me. Help me. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. Number four looks like a piece of, you're going to get this. Nobody ever forgets this because it's so off the wall. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a, but it's not just any cheese. It's Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese has what? Holes! Remember the Sabbath and keep it. How many got it? You think you got it? Come on, y'all are good. Y'all are good! Here we go. Remember the Sabbath and keep it. So number four, is the four like this? Mm-mm. Number four like this. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese has... Remember the Sabbath and keep it. All right. Carla, you all right, darling? You look troubled, lady. You look troubled. Here we go. Let's talk about it. Number one is a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God. That's some of the gods before me. Number two is a swan. Gold swan. Gold, no idols. Number three, two V's. Vain, don't take God's name in vain. Number four is a piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? It's what kind of cheese? Swiss. Swiss has. Keep the Sabbath holy. All right, here we go. Number one, R-E-S-P. Give God first place. Number two, proper perspective. Number three, your profession. Number four, priority. Priority. We're talking about respecting God today. That's really, you know, I'm not talking about you respecting me, respecting each other. We'll talk about that next week. Talking about respecting God today. First four commands have to do with my attitude and my actions towards God. And you know what God says? I should be a priority in your life. That's what he says. You should make me a priority. Don't you think if God created you and created the world and created and made you and gave his son for you, don't you think if he's preparing a place for you, he's going to take care of you? Don't you think if he has your loved ones like my mama, he's taking good care of her? Don't you think he ought to have a priority in my life? You understand? Matthew 16, Simon Peter answered Jesus when Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter said, "You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." And then Jesus said this, "I say unto you, you are Peter, and upon this rock," say it with me, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Did you know church matters to Jesus? It matters. What we do here on Sunday morning matters. I'll tell you what, that's why I study every week. That's why men meet me on the parking lot and pray with me. I pull my truck in and there they are. That's why Big Larry and the team, they load up trailers, and Charlie and the band, they load up trailers and they pull things around and they set up and people volunteer and they sweat because it matters. You understand? It's a priority. Did you know that's respect? Amen? It's awesome. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking," say it with me, "the what? Assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much more as you see the day of Christ coming again, appearing." That's so important that church happens. Y'all hearing what I'm talking about today? Yes or no? Keep the Sabbath holy. A lot of people want to get bent out of shape, but the Sabbath is on Saturday. You know, people just go crazy. You know? We see a pattern in the New Testament that it was the first day of the week that Jesus rose. They came to the garden tomb. But if you want to worship Jesus on Saturday, I am all cool with that. Amen? It's about what? Priority! I see Fellowship Church one day when we get in our facility, I see us having a great Saturday night service. It's going to be fantastic. Amen? Then we can do both. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be exciting. Looking forward to it. It's all about the priority. And don't try to fool yourself into thinking that if you forsake church and go to the beach, I'm trying to be ugly. Nobody loves the beach more than me. But, you know, but he's in the water. I can just worship him there. Good, you can do that on Thursday. Or Saturday. Or do it after church. How about go right now in just a little bit? Don't let excuse-making somehow cloud your mind that church doesn't matter when Jesus said, I'm going to establish my church, that we shouldn't forsake assembly. This is really important and ought to be a priority, and it shows him respect. Y'all listen to me, yes or no? And I'm not trying to be ugly because you're here today. I'm just trying to help us all. Amen. Worship must be a priority to me. And I'll be honest with you. I do pretty good on this one. I hate to brag about me. But I love coming and worshiping with you. I love that. And it says that we ought to do that and we ought to exhort one another. I love when you encourage me and I love being able to encourage you back. To me, I don't understand it. It just feels so nice. You understand? Doesn't make me a great person. It's just something I love doing. That's a priority in my life. Amen? I honestly believe, through my recent months of struggle, if I didn't have you, I would have not have made it. It's a good thing I didn't forsake the assembly, isn't it? Say, yeah. How many feel that way in your life? You feel like, if I didn't have this place on some week, I don't know what I'd do. That's not a bad thing. If it means you're weak, then you're weak like me, okay? I think it means that we love God. And we respect Him. And we know we can't do it on our own. And we need each other. I think that's a good thing. Amen? Showing up, say it with me, shows what? Respect. Somebody invites you somewhere and you say yes to the event and they got you scheduled and then you don't show up, you're disrespectful. That's the way we say it in the South. And we might even call you a pig. I'm sorry. But the point is, showing up shows what? It does. It shows respect. My plan should come under his plan. But I got this plan and I got that plan and I got this, as if all of us don't have lives in this room. Amen? My plans ought to come under his plan. Amen. Doesn't mean we always going to have perfect attendance. I understand that. But is that a part of your life and priority and respecting God? God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways ain't your ways, says the Lord. We might think a plan over here means more than this plan. And God says, not really. My plan's better than your plan. Amen. Keep that in mind. Priority. We're done with the message this morning. We're going to fly with a little bit of a quick study. R-E-S-P. Say it with me. Here we go. Pop them up. Place, perspective, profession, priority. Commandment number one is a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God. I should have no other gods before me. Give him first place. Back it up. Number two, perspective. Perspective. Amen. Number two is a what? Swan. What kind of swan? Gold. Make no. Don't be worshiping yourself. Amen. Number three, profession. Command number three is to what? V's. V-V, vain. Don't take God's name in vain. What you speak is who you are. Comes out of your mouth. Remember that. Number four, priority. Number four is a piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss. Swiss has. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Quick, Ray. Here we go. Ray. Come on. Place. No other gods. K-N-O-W. Noted God's number one. Amen. Number two, perspective. No idols. No idols ain't going to cut it with God. Amen? Number three, profession. No what? Profanity. know that profanity is not what? Acceptable speech. And number four, priority. No forsaking. No forsaking is not in God's plan. So today, respect God. Place, perspective, profession, priority. It's all about giving Him a little what? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Amen. Did you get it today? Let's praise the Lord this morning. Had a good time. I did. Praise God.
Amen.